We are live. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. It is Thursday, August 29, 2019. How are you? I'm Dave Guerra, and welcome to Let's Have a Chat for Thursday, August 29, 2019, which is what I just said. And today's topic, as usual, is lessons in leadership. So I hope you had a great day. We're winding down the work week, but again, the hustle and the grind still continues because now we're going to get ready to start kicking into overdrive, our side hustle. And if you don't have a side hustle, about time you get one. There's a lot of great stuff. I heard this awesome story today. It's happened in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Last year, a young man, he wanted to set up a hot dog stand. And he was like 13, 14. And he started doing this outside of his home. And the neighbors called the health department on the kid. And it's like, well, okay, all right, I get it. And, you know. But again, still, you know, it's a kid, but I understand what's going on. So what did the city of Minneapolis Health Department do? They came in and guess what? They didn't shut him down. They actually worked with him and they told him, look, this is what you got to do to get up to code. They worked with him. They partnered him up with a nonprofit organization and he got up to code. And then he somehow made it onto the Steve Harvey show, who told his story. And Steve Harvey called out the people's shark, Damon John. You know Damon John. If you watch the Shark Tank, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you don't know, then, you've been living under a rock. Or you don't know what the brand FUBU is, because that's who started up the brand FUBU, was Damon John. Anyway, so long story short, Damon John comes onto the show and says, look, I love your story. I love your hustle. Love what you do. And guess what? He hooked him up with a brand new hot dog stand. Metallic, all the working, the water runs, the tanks are hot. You know, he's got to replace the gas and stuff or the propane. But all of it works, and it's brand new. It looks awesome. In the report I saw, it looked awesome. And then he's been selling. I mean, the people from the city hall, they come in and they purchase. He's out parked near another organization, so they come out for lunch. This kid all summer long has been hustling and grinding. Now he's getting ready to go back to school next week. So obviously, if you live in Minneapolis and you're watching this, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. If not, you got tomorrow, because he's 11 to 4 Monday through Friday. But kudos to him. He'll be back again next summer, so that should be interesting. It should be very interesting. So kudos to the young man for, you know, finding his grind, finding his hustle, finding what he wants to do and doing it. He said he wanted to do it and he's done it. And kudos to the city of Minneapolis for, you know, stepping up and saying, you know what, we're going to do this one right. And why not? And kudos to that organization. I do apologize not knowing the name of that organization, but again, for stepping up, helping this young man. And to Damon John also for saying, hey, recognizing that, you know, rust never sleeps and you got to keep moving and you got to keep making things happen. And in this case, he did. He helped him out. So kudos to that. So lessons in leadership. There's one huge lesson right there. But today I want to talk about something else. Tonight's topic is really, it's about know yourself, know your limits, and what are your responsibilities? What are your responsibilities? What are they for? What are they? What do you know them? And in this case, well, it's simple. Here's what's going on. You know, people love to delegate, especially people in positions of authority. They love to delegate, but sometimes they delegate the wrong things to the wrong people. And it's not because the wrong people don't know what to do. It's that those individuals that are delegating it, they don't want to do the job, even though it is their primary responsibility. Though they are the ones that are supposed to do the job, whether they like it or not. It's like a doctor, you know, a surgeon goes in and says, you know what, hey, scrub nurse, or hey, lab tech, come on in and do this surgery. I don't really want to do it. I'll stay here and guide you through it. But no, that's a big no. It doesn't work that way. So again, as a leader, you need to know your responsibilities. As someone in a position of authority, you have all this authority. You're responsible for a lot of things, you know, the people. You're responsible for the budget, the money. You're responsible for the customers. You're responsible for getting them to come in, getting them to stay, getting them to purchase. In any organization, it doesn't matter. You still have customers and they have to buy into what you're selling, no matter what it is. And it's your ultimate responsibility. But if you decide, you know what, it's my responsibility to manage the money, but I'm going to give it to somebody who has absolutely no idea, they're not hired to do that, guess what? You're wrong. you're wrong. That makes you look bad. It makes you look like a bully. It makes you look incompetent as a leader. Because for one, why are you passing the buck? Something you know you need to be doing, something that the individual on the other end knows that you're supposed to be doing, and yet you refuse. Kind of nonsense is that? No one is above that. No one's above their responsibilities. If that's what you hired, that's what you were hired to do, that's what you want to do, guess what you have to do? And it's just that simple. Because it falls on you. You wanted to be in that position. You wanted to take on that responsibility. You wanted to get the extra pay. Well, guess what? The extra pay means you're going to do extra work. Think about it. It's just that simple. So with that being said, know your limits. Know what your own physical intelligence, those limits, obviously you have to know them, but also know the limits at your job, at what you're paid to do, at what you're supposed to be doing. Know that if you're responsible for something and there's no way you can delegate it, then guess what? There's no way you can delegate it, so don't think about doing it. Step up, man up. Just be an adult about it. That's really, truly it. You know, you took on that responsibility. You took on that extra money because, hey, it sounds good. So do not delegate it because, well, you don't want to. No, don't delegate. The only time you delegate is when it can be done by somebody else, especially in a license situation or in a safety situation, and you're the only one. Well, guess what? You're the only one that can do it. But if there's somebody else and they can do it and they've been trained, they've been licensed, they've been sanctioned, then certified, by all means, but oversee the job because the job still has to get done because they are put in that key position. Because you were put in that key position, ultimately the bottom line goes back to you. So if it's not done, know what you're doing. So find out what's going on, learn what's going on, know what's going on, especially in the stuff you're responsible for. Don't delegate it. Teach others to kind of fill in the blanks where they can, but not the entire process. If you're responsible for the entire process, you are responsible for the whole process. Don't delegate. Don't shirk your responsibilities. And most of all, don't pawn things off on people because it's not delegating. It's just pawning it off. And that really truly is. It's not delegation. So don't do that. Don't pawn it off because you'll get caught and you're the one that's going to be in trouble. And it will be ugly because for one, the superiors are going to get wind of this. Two, those subordinates that you're pawning stuff onto will get wind of what you're trying to do to them. And meanwhile, you're over there collecting the bonus money and they're doing your dirty work. That's pretty shameful. That pretty much is. And that's the bottom line. So folks, that's what I want to talk about today is know your job, know your limits, know your responsibilities, and don't delegate unless you can or it's allowable or it's part of their job. But if it's not part of their job and it's your job, it's your duty, it's your responsibility, it all falls on you. Well, listen, I thank you for stopping by. I thank you for watching. I thank you for listening. And most of all, I appreciate you. So, have a great Thursday evening. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, and that's down here at DaveGuerra. Let me know you watched the video and you're following me because you saw me there. I really would appreciate that. Also, I would appreciate you following me on Instagram. That's Dave_Guerra. There's an underscore between my name. So be sure you follow me there as well. Let me know you're following me. Love to hear from you. I'm always putting stuff out there. And same thing on Twitter. So without a doubt, you know, a lot going on. Might miss out on it if you move too fast. So with that being said, folks, I thank you for stopping by. This has been Let's Have a Chat for Thursday, August 29, 2019. I'm Dave Guerra. Have a great evening. Have a great Friday. I'll talk to you on the other side when we wrap up the work week. And take care.